takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
People are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Connecting the Dots. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we have tonight a very exciting evening of discussion. And for each and every one of you, we're going to connect the dots across America, across each community, across the states, and certainly and hopefully across the national consciousness. The complete and total meaning and reason for connecting the dots is for you to get out a piece of paper, start connecting those dots, and then start taking action as you see what is happening across America. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and this evening we're going to have an outstanding author, and that author is going to give you some more reasons for connecting the dots. In the meantime, I want to bring up a few things to you before we get into the interview this evening. First of all, if you remember, George Bush is now bringing 7,000 Sunni Muslim refugees into this country in the coming months because of the fact that he has created over 2 million refugees that are in Syria and Iran and overloading those countries. Another million, of course, of Iraqi refugees suffering in their own country. And the UN has said that we need to take responsibility. So we're about to take in 7,000 Sunni Muslims. Of course, the crisis of that action is the fact that we don't know what these Sunni Muslims are going to do. They're the same kind of Sunni Muslims that are part of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Centers. And to bring such unchecked numbers of very angry people that we blew their country up, in my appreciation, is a very foolish thing to do. We have no idea what they're going to do to us. They could be the new backpacker bombers in our malls. They could be the new backpacker bombers in our NFL or Major League Baseball games. Another thing that's going on is George Bush, within 60 days, has signed a bill that allows Mexican trucks to come in and Mexican truck drivers to come in. And as a former truck driver myself in the summers that I took as a summer job from my teaching career, I am well aware that when you have a truck driver who has a sixth-grade education on average from Mexico in a foreign language, and you bring that sixth-grade educated person in a foreign language into the United States, they have a sixth-grade cognitive intellectual level. And you have to ask yourself, how many of you would like to see a sixth grader driving an 18-wheeler with 40, 50, 60,000 pounds on board? And how would you like that truck driver, and how would they operate in a first-world country with English language only, and all road signs and all speed limits and so forth are in English? Not only that, they've never driven in snow. There is very little inspection of trucks and excellence down there in that third-world country named Mexico. And, of course, what else and what better way to bring in weapons of mass destruction? Smuggling more drugs and more contraband in trucks driven by Mexicans with false floors, false fronts, and you name it. The smuggling of all kinds of contraband and people will be made possible. So we are really putting ourselves at great risk. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots, and we'll be right back after this commercial break with our guest this evening, Mr. Jeffrey West.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Connecting the Dots. This is Frosty Wooldridge, your host here on this Tuesday evening. And it's really a pleasure to have each and every one of you here tonight. And I thank you for listening and, of course, telling your friends about the program. Because in the coming months and into this year, we face, as a nation, the greatest struggle since the Civil War. And I say that with all due sincerity because I have already seen what's coming in places like Houston and places like Miami. And Los Angeles, of course, is the bow of the Titanic, if you will. Chicago's being overrun, New York. You go to many of these big cities and there are so many illegal aliens that it's no longer America. It's turned into quite a racial quagmire. Racism running rampant in places like Mexico, and not the kind of racism that you think. Racism against American citizens, no matter what their race, creed, or color, because they don't speak Spanish or they don't speak some other language that has been enclaved into these cities. And we all are becoming victims of our own president and Congress not abiding by their oath of office, not abiding by the rule of law, and certainly not abiding by our immigration laws, and certainly Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. And that's why we now are in this place of great danger. And as I said previously, if this President Bush continues and we allow these truck drivers from Mexico to start plying the roads of America, you're going to see horrific damage in the form of, let's face it, these people that have a sixth grade education simply don't have the driving skills, the excellence skills, the standards skills. And I'm a former 18-wheeler truck driver trainer with United Van Lines here in Denver. And I can tell you this, no way would I allow somebody with a sixth grade education to take the wheel of a big rig that's running anywhere from 40,000 to 80,000 pounds going 70 miles an hour down the road. And no ability to understand or check the hoses or check the springs or check the latches or check the wires or check anything that has to do with safety. And there, it takes a half hour to check a truck out every day. And you got to ask yourself, how much attention span does a sixth grader have? And so we are going to see American citizens are going to become the collateral damage here in this country. And I'm also seeing fellow truck drivers out there going to get their jobs taken away or their miles and their tonnage reduced because more and more of the same kind of Tyson Chicken or Walmart or Swift or Armour and all these other meatpacking plants, the same CEOs that are running these truck companies are going to start hiring these illegal aliens and or just legal immigrants coming over from Mexico to drive the trucks, and they're going to drive the wages down for truckers. And at some point, truckers are going to make their stand in the truck stops of America, and we're going to see some violence. We're going to see some civil unrest. We're going to see American truckers are going to stand up for their jobs. So look to some really nasty things happening in that neck of the woods. And as a former truck driver myself for over 24 summers, plying 48 states along with Canada, I also would be right there with the truckers and appreciate what they do, because trucks are the things, are the really the transportation system that allows America to be the great nation that it is. Everything moves by trucks, and every truck driver is a part of America, and now they're being undercut by their own president and this Congress, by this NAFTA, CAFTA, and FTAA. And to bring you a little appreciation for that this evening, we're going to be talking with a man that I met last summer who is an inventor. His name is Jeffrey West. He is the author of The Alienation of America, The Ultimate Betrayal. He was educated in biology with a B.S. at the University of South Carolina and has a Master's of Science at Clemson University. He speaks fluent Spanish, has visited Latin America four times, and as well as being an inventor, he is an adventurer, he's an outdoorsman, he's an athlete, and he's a journalist. And it really was a pleasure to meet him. And this book that he's written, and I have in my hands here, The Alienation of America, The Ultimate Betrayal by Jeffrey West, Your Children's Future Depends on You. He takes you on a ride. And, of course, we all know that South Carolina is really facing horrific consequences and damage and everything else that's happening to across America is also happening in big time in South Carolina. And he really brings this in the pages to the forefront of your appreciation. So before any further ado, I'd like to introduce Jeffrey West to the program Connecting the Dots. And thanks for being with us this evening, Jeffrey. You have anything to just kind of start off with, just a theme of what you're going to talk about this evening?
Well, I appreciate you having me here. Well, it's a pleasure. You know, we really appreciate what you and Howard did this summer. And we both know, being overseas, we've seen the future of America. You know, 10, 15 years ago, we've seen it already. And we're here to warn America what's facing us if we don't stop it now.
Well, I can really repeat that. And the one thing that I wish, and I've said before, Jeffrey, is that I wish I could take American citizens, all of them, down to Mexico City for a one-week tour of Mexico City, or take them to Beijing or Hangzhou or Kulin or simply Shanghai or Dhaka in Bangladesh or in Bombay or Calcutta. The poverty is just overwhelming, and there's no way to solve it because it multiplies on itself. And you, as if you've just said, and you and I have both seen, that's what's coming to America if we don't stop it at this point in time.
Yeah. And, you know, basically when we look at the heritage of the United States, you know, we had the founding fathers. Our culture is based on biblical law, and theirs is just exploitation, pagan Catholicism, a hodgepodge of tyrannical dictators and communism. It swings from one extreme to the other, and it breeds this culture of corruption. And not that we're pristine by any stretch of imagination, but their corruption is now spreading here, and we have this system of blackmail and this corruption like we saw with the border guards down there that just got sentenced. You know, that we're finding out what's going on behind that, and the corruption goes right down to the local level in South Carolina. You know, we've got sheriffs telling their deputies, you will not arrest any illegal aliens. And we're getting this whole cycle of corruption, just like Latin America. It's allowing them to this cycle to perpetuate, and more of them coming in here.
Well, they certainly are, Jeffrey, and one of the things you bring out in your book is that corruption is endemic. It's a systemic kind of corruption, certainly in places like Bogota, Colombia, certainly in Brazil, certainly in many of these smaller countries in South America, where the rich stay at the top and the poor stay at the bottom. I'd like to make sure that everyone knows about your book, The Alienation of America. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get this book at jeffwest.us, I believe.
Yeah.
www.jeffwest.us and/or how do you spell that press? T-E-S-U-A press. Teshua?
Teshua press. That's Hebrew. It means victory.
Okay. Teshua.
We need to be positive on this. We're going to win this thing.
Well, there's no question. That's why we're on the radio, we're on TV, we're on the press, and so forth. And that's www.teesuapress.com or alienationofamerica.com, any one of these, and we'll repeat them throughout the hour. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you really want another take on this, go to newswithviews.com or rinse.com or American Daily or some of the other presses, and you'll see a piece that I wrote on Monday. And it's titled Clashing Civilizations, America versus Mexico. And you'll see 10 of the most glaring aspects of what is happening in this country that really Jeffrey West is talking about in his book. And it was just a rendition of Brenda Walker's The 10 Reasons Why America Does Not Want to Marry Mexico. And such things as, number one, young girls as age of 12 are free game for sexual advancement down in Mexico. And so the kinds of things that go down there just socially in the mores are really deadly for anybody here want to have your daughter be dated by a Mexican and he expect to have sexual relations with her. That's the kind of situation that's going down there. So go to newswithviews.com. You'll see that particular piece, a column that I've written for Monday, and it's up there till Thursday. But that's some of the ramifications. Now, one of the things, Jeffrey, why are the fundamental or historical corruption in Latin America, why is it down there corrupt, and what aspects are bringing it or importing it here into America?
Well, like I say, our culture is just, we're basically people came here for religious freedom, and theirs was basically out of exploitation of indigenous peoples. I'll get static on here. And this has just bred over time, and now we have more corruption down there because I quoted Dr. Joseph Douglas out of Red Cocaine. It's an excellent book on the political use of drugs. And the Soviets penetrated every single country in Latin America, and they controlled every country down there. And to breed this chaos, ultimately, and communism will grow out of this, and a lot of people say, well, it's just chaos. It's happening. Well, it doesn't just happen. This is their plan. And they're exporting this chaos up here. And we see now, you know, Bush and the New World Order types, they've got this totalitarian government plan for us, the merger of all these countries into one where basically we're not going to have any freedom left. We're being reduced to their level.
That's exactly correct. And that's called the North American Union.
Yeah.
It's being navigated, if you will, by the NAFTA and the CAFTA Accords and FTAA. And ladies and gentlemen, again, here is an individual who has an outstanding educational background, certainly his experience in Latin America and foreign countries gives him, again, a bird's-eye view of what's coming. And that chaos that's down there, it really is bred by the corruption that is the controlling factor and the higher levels that are controlling factors. And then we get to be the victims of it here in the United States of America. Could you give us some ideas? Oh, I think we're going to have a commercial right here, Jeffrey. We'll be right back as soon as we get back on the other side of this commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching and listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are with Connecting the Dots. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we have here this evening an outstanding journalist and also a traveler. And boy, oh boy, one of the things when you have a traveler, they've got a story to tell, and Jeffrey West of South Carolina has traveled throughout Latin America, and he has written this fantastic book. And the key to this book is the experiences that he's had and that he's now experiencing there in South Carolina, the alienation of America, the ultimate betrayal. You can go to jeffwest.us or www.alienationofamerica.com. or the TeshuaPress.com, pick up that book because it will really connect the dots for you. And as we really go through this thing and start to describe what's happening, I have a question for you, Jeffrey. What and why don't Americans understand this crisis we face, and why won't they? For the most part, they're doing nothing. There's maybe 3 or 4% of us that are standing up and speaking out and doing something, while the rest are simply playing games and watching TV and pretty much sitting back, waiting, watching, and doing nothing while their own country gets invaded. Do you have any ideas why that's happening?
Well, I think for one thing, our government schools are dumbing down America. They don't realize other cultures. They look at a map and they don't even know where the different countries are. And then the media is just totally controlling the flow of information. They don't know what's going on. it's up to people like us who've been there and seen it to come back and tell them what's going on. It's basically just control of information.
There is a control of information. Also, I'd like, I'm a former reading teacher as well as a math and science teacher, and one of the things that I know for a fact, and ladies and gentlemen, this is probably a little embarrassing, the average reading level of the average American citizen today is sixth grade. And that sixth grade reading level means that most readers out there across America have a cognitive reading level of sixth grade, a cognitive thinking level of a sixth grade. And unfortunately, does anybody here know what a sixth grader thinks about?
Yeah.
They think about me.
Yeah.
They think about recess. The furthest they think is lunchtime. They don't think about yesterday. They couldn't remember yesterday if you asked them.
Yeah.
And they have no clue about what's going to happen tomorrow because they don't think about it. And so the only thing that they do in their world is react to the moment. And if you look at what happens and what happened in Katrina, most people just waited to the last second. They reacted to the hurricane. They reacted to it way too late. Even the government reacted and waited too late. And FEMA reacted and waited too late. And so all those consequences piled up because no one could see or think past their sixth-grade mind, if you will, or their sixth-grade thinking process. And so here's what's happening to the United States right now. We're being invaded, ladies and gentlemen, 20 million illegal aliens, probably closer to 28 million, and some say more, 380,000 anchor babies every year. And so that goes to my next point here that Jeffrey West makes. Mexican mores lead to many births, which lead to overpopulation and poverty. Could you just describe what's going on in Mexico concerning that, Jeffrey?
Well, I didn't actually go to Mexico because it was one of the worst places, but statistically, almost 43% of children born to foreign-born Hispanics are illegitimate. That's in the United States. And that just proves right there, you know, they're just having babies everywhere. And the population is projected to expand to 800 million by 2050. And those people, most of them, they just want to come here. You know, culturally, all they see down there is American TV reruns, and they think this is the greatest place on earth and just want to get here. And so you have this huge population explosion, plus a lot of these people crammed into these crowded cities, you know, living in cardboard boxes and whatnot, and they just want out.
That's exactly right. And ladies and gentlemen, I would make a very strong empirical observation and statement that when I have been in Mexico, especially Mexico City, on the outskirts of Mexico City, right now Mexico City is probably the largest city in the world outside of Tokyo, and I've traveled all over Tokyo, and it's pristine, it's clean, it's neat. It's a very functioning city, and you'd be amazed. The trains all run on time, the buses all run on time, and that's Japan. However, if you go to Mexico City, I would dare say with my eyes, I saw between 3 and 4 million Mexicans living in cardboard boxes and shacks and pallets stuck together with tar paper, and they were doing their morning constitutional with their chicken. And when you come into Mexico and you see this, it is almost debilitating to your senses because you then understand that they're all coming to America and there's no end to it. And as Jeffrey just said, their population grew from 50 million to 104 million in the last century, and it will quickly triple from the 104 million to well over 300 million here in the coming years. And, of course, that kind of poverty can't be sustained, and they're just simply coming to America. Now, you're talking about in your book also illegals cause problems with food handling and public health. Could you care to elucidate on that?
Yes. Well, as you well know, they have very poor hygiene. A lot of places where I traveled, they didn't even have a way to flush toilet paper if they had it. So they had poor hand washing, and they're out there in the fields picking your spinach, which you buy in a grocery store.
That's exactly right. And, Jeffrey, we're going to be right back to follow up on that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. This is Frosty Wooldridge. We'll see you on the other side of this commercial.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All righty. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge. I'm speaking with author Jeffrey West of South Carolina and his extraordinarily powerful and compelling book, The Alienation of America, The Ultimate Betrayal. And here's a man who's right down there at the ground level. You can pick up this book at www.jeffwest.us or the Teshua Press, that's TESUAPRESS.com, and or go to www.alienationofamerica.com. And, I mean, I've gone through this book, and it talks about everything that's happening, high rate and cost of poor driving and hit and runs. That chapter alone, just a section of that chapter, here in Colorado, between 80 and 90% of all the hit and runs in the state of Colorado and in Denver, Colorado, and Greeley, Colorado, are involved with, of course, illegal aliens. You've got stealing from society through the social programs. You've got illegal aliens tapping into assisted housing, food stamps, and food and free lunch and breakfast for their kids at our schools, which they get to go, their kids, to our schools. We're paying for the lack of English proficiency that endangers the public. And, of course, they're sending $80 billion, that's B as in boy, out of the country every year. We're also importing the third world corruption. I mean, one of the things that Jeffrey does is talks about all of these aspects And another one I'm just amazed at that you bring about is our water treatment systems are overburdened and more immigration adds to that problem. Would you care to just kind of get more ideas on that, Jeffrey?
Yeah, we go out and look at streams most of the time, and it's mind-boggling how polluted the water is as it stands right now. And our water system, water treatment systems are antiquated. A guy showed me an article the other day, over 60% of them are out of compliance. And we're dumping all these nutrients into the system, and we're not cleaning the water right now. How can we stand, you know, another 100 million people in this country? It's not going to work.
Well, you're really right there. And ladies and gentlemen, as I said in a statement in my one of my columns last week was on the number 22, was called air pollution. And I talked about acid rain and that 47% of lakes and streams today in the United States, you can't swim in them because of the pollution. And so can you imagine what another 100 million multiplier that will be? And then you have all of these, as Jeffrey's talking about, water treatment systems are overburdened, and what's just going to make them worse, of course, adding more people. Ladies and gentlemen, as we go along in this interview, and Jeffrey's bringing out some of these very important points from his book, if you'd like to call in and ask some questions of this author, 1-800-313-9443, and or you can email me at frostyw@juno.com. But give us a call here and ask your questions, because Jeffrey has the ability to answer them from the ground level, having seen all of this. 1-800-313-9443. Another thing that's really frustrating to me, Jeffrey, and you are speaking about it in the book, that there's a media conspiracy here. Conditions could never have gotten this bad if not for mainstream media keeping Americans ignorant of the problem. How do you think they do that, and why do they do that?
Well, I'm looking into it right now, and you can track the chain of ownership of these papers, and, you know, they're having these buyouts and consolidation. And, like, particularly in North Carolina, seems like the developers and the media people are all tied in with each other. But they don't want the people to know what's going on. That's just the bottom line. And you can look at the presidential candidates coming into South Carolina. We're one of the first primaries. I mean, they won't hardly give people like Duncan Hunter the time of day. But the pro illegals, they get all the media coverage they want. So, I mean, that's what we're looking at right now. It's just they're all working together, and they don't want anyone to know the truth.
Boy, that's a fact. They certainly don't. We have a couple of phone callers here. I'd like to get a hold of Tom in Florida. Tom, you have a question for Jeffrey. Please come on board, and we welcome your question. We have a phone caller, Tom, in Florida. If we do, we're looking forward to your question, Tom. Are you on board? Okay, I'd like to go on to Jim in Texas. Jim, do you have a question for Jeffrey Wester?
Yeah, gentlemen, I think both of you have been to South America, or at least to Mexico.
Yes, we have, all over South America and Mexico.
I live in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is practically Mexico North.
Yes.
And so I know of what ye speak, so to speak. But the thing is, people don't understand that you have to ask one central question of all this immigration problem we have in the United States is, why is one group of people insistent upon keeping their own language, their own customs, their own way of life, where all the European immigrants came in here and they assimilated into America with no problem, very, very minor problems, some of them with which they were discriminated against, like the Irish, mm-hmm. or, you know, other people, but they eventually assimilated despite the obstacles. But the people from Puerto Rico or Mexico or Honduras or Guatemala, they don't assimilate under any circumstance. They do not assimilate, and you have to ask the question, why? Now, Frosty, I know you've been to Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yes, I have.
You know what a cesspool that is.
Yes, I do.
And that explains the whole situation. These people are coming here not to become Americans, not to assimilate in any way, shape, or form. They are coming here to get what they can get and bring their own culture with them. And if people don't understand that, then they understand nothing. And that's the basis of our problem.
It sure
I
is,
like
and I sure appreciate you making the comment, Jim. And you're right on. I'd like to talk to the man who's calling in from New York. New York, sir, would you report?
I'm calling from New York. Well, I find it to be a little bit of shame that this gentleman had to go all the way to Latin America to bring the subject, you know, as to how the country's been going. I live in New York City,
yep.
And believe me, a lot of Spanish-speaking people in New York City saw what was happening and what was coming. Yet the main state, the people in charge, they didn't pay no mind to this. It's been years now, and it's a big problem. And we're not getting only people from South America, sir.
Yes.
You have to see certain parts of New York here, how the Indian community is thriving. My son, he's an immigration officer, and he tells me, I mean, it's a little bit too late, I guess, in the game, but something could be done. But, you know, it boils down to the money. Follow the money, because it's the corporations that are the ones at the top of all this problem. I have traveled to South America. I know what your guest is saying. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I've been to Mexico 3 times. It's this. You could ask yourself, how can people live in this day and age in that situation?
Yes, that's true.
But the culprits are the government themselves also. Right now, I've gone to Aruba in the Caribbean. People out there are up in arms in that little island. Why? Most of the American hotels bring in people from all over the world. Okay?
Yeah.
Now you have a problem even in these little islands. Look what's happening to Europe. You follow me?
Oh, yes, I do. I've already been all over Europe just a summer ago.
Yes. So it's a big problem that we have. And I have to say it again. When it started here in New York City, people were writing to their congressman,
yep.
Letting the city hall mayor know about these things. They didn't pay no mind. Now it's all throughout the country. See, first it started in the big cities, and nobody was paying attention. Now it's all over.
Now it's all over.
I find it to be a little too late.
Okay, I appreciate your comments on that. Jeffrey, do you have any comments on the possibility of this invasion being too late? Is it too late for America?
If I thought it was too late, it'd be hard to get out of bed every morning. I think there's always hope. I believe in the human spirit and God helping us out, and I think we're going to win this thing. It's never too late.
Okay, well, I guess the reason I'm still fighting is the fact that it just takes a few people to lead the other and the rest of them to create that counter-critical mass. We've got a comment from Henry out of Connecticut. Henry, you're on board. Do you have a question for Jeffrey West, sir?
Yeah, I do. I just want to make a quick comment also before I do to that guy that just called for me down there in New York.
Okay.
I could vouch for everything that he's saying. You should see Queens, New York. I mean, I remember I used to be on a CB in the late 80s and early 90s. I would hear some people, a lot of people, there was a lot of stuff with cabbies and legal stuff then.
Sure.
And it was more white then, even Ozone Park. You see Ozone Park, Queens, New York now, and there's not anybody in sight. And he's right about the Indians. There's a lot of, there were illegal East Indians coming into New York one time with tuberculosis on a plane. Now, I'll tell you this. I won't go into too much detail. Bob Grant was a radio talk show host. He's now retired. He retired just about a year ago, actually.
Yeah, I've been on his show. I was on his show.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, you were on his show.
I was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago. I heard that show. Yeah,
yep.
And I remember the phone lines were jammed.
That's right.
He warned about this crap. He said he was the first one to warn about it way back in the 70s.
Right,
of course,
he did.
It wasn't as bad then, but... they were calling them all kinds of names and this and just mm-hmm. I don't care what kind of names they called them. This country was predominantly Western. It should have kept it that way. But it's beyond that. he was talking about this then, and even in it was getting bad in Queens even then, but even 1990 it wasn't as bad as it is in the late 90s.
Right.
But I'll move on from that. But he warned about this a long ago, and he wrote, if anybody wants to know about him, he wrote a book called Let's Be Heard by Bob Grant, G-R-A-N-D. So if A-N-T, I'm sorry. So if you want somebody else to find it, they can find it. That's another question I want to ask. Oh, the guy with the rent. Okay, the guy with the alienation.
Right.
I want to
Peter Brimelow.
Brimelow, okay. Yeah, Mr. Sir.
Peter Brimelow.
Dave Brimelow. Okay, Mr. Brimelow. Okay, I'm Henry. I want to ask you about the these illegal aliens. Isn't it true, and I had a nasty argument with somebody next to me because they're idiot and politically correct, ideals I don't care about. Isn't these illegal aliens, especially from these third world countries, which we have, aren't they making the rent go up? Because there were a strike in New York City. I'm not in New York, but there was a strike in New York of bus drivers. They said that they couldn't even find a one-bedroom in an apartment, even in Brooklyn, that wasn't less than $900. And then I saw it in New York Newsday. Now I know rent was always high in New York anyway, than a lot
sure.
of other states. Okay,
right.
New York is ridiculous anyway to begin with. It's a crap hole to begin with, even in the early 80s. But the rent has gone up tremendously, all in the outer boroughs, and now even in Long Island, the
right.
younger people that are white, out in Nassau and Suffolk, they can't afford to find an apartment out in Long Island, and they're leaving Long Island, and other parts of the country, too, that have this. Aren't they causing a lot of the rent in housing? Now, just renting, I'm not talking about buying homes now, to go up tremendously?
No, there's no question about that, because the fact is, when you add nothing but number, we're growing by 8,000 people a day in the United States, 3 million
yeah.
per year.
Yeah, but mostly non-third world, non-European people, too, from third world countries.
That's exactly right. And so no matter what, it's supply and demand, they're going to go up. Thanks, Henry, from Connecticut. We're going to go on now to Ron in Nevada. You have a question, Ron?
Name's Rick.
Oh, it's Rick. Sorry, Rick. Rick from Nevada. You have a question of Jeffrey West?
Yeah, I'd like to know why they're so short-sighted that you can't see that this so-called invasion is an influx of new faith, Christian faith, to fill the vacuum of faith that's been in the United States of America for many decades. And if you don't think Islam will fill that vacuum, you better think again.
I'm very aware that I've been through Detroit, Michigan, and Islam has taken over Detroit. So there's no question that this very aggressive religion is going to start filling in a lot of the vacuum that you're talking about. But again, my approach is, who needs another 100 million people in this country? And then if you say yes to that, why? Because we're already facing water crises, land crises, energy crises, crowding crises, gridlock crises.
Here's my thing.
Okay.
America, American citizens, American mm-hmm. legislators, and American executive branch officials, look at yourselves in the mirror. Enforce the laws. Don't blame the people who are coming across the border looking for a better life. In my experience, these people work 2 and 3 jobs. I don't know when they sleep. Okay, they work mm-hmm. 2 and 3 jobs. They send their money home to pay off the house back in Mexico. You know, that's perfectly logical, you know, behavior. And I've never met a one that was anything but decent, hard-working family man.
Well,
better Christian than I'll ever be.
But one thing they do when they step foot in the United States illegally is like the same thing of breaking into your house illegally. It's against the U.S. Constitution.
Hey,
as
American citizens, look at yourselves in the mirror and enforce the laws. You know, stop crying and whining and blaming the people who are coming across the border.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your comments from Nevada, Rick. Appreciate it. The next caller, please, come on board. John in Florida, do you have a question for Jeffrey West, sir?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Hello. Yes. You put in the responsibility, a few minutes ago, you said that only 3 or 4% of the people, of the citizens of this country, do anything about it. What are they supposed to do? They've elected a president, a Congress, who are supposed to observe the laws and stop that. Why the responsibility should be on them, not just some ordinary citizen. I'm not explaining.
I can appreciate it. Jeffrey, do you have some comment on that, what he has to say?
Well, I think people need to get more involved. Like in South Carolina, we're getting people involved and passing local ordinances in your town, in your county, you know, to hold businesses accountable and say, if you hire illegal aliens, we're taking your business license away. If you are a landlord and you rent a house to them, you're fined or whatever, that type of thing. People need to forget about what's Washington going to do and what can I do in my town and react that way, because, like you say, you can only do so much with the Washington politicians, except don't vote for them a second time, but do what you can affect your sphere of influence.
Understood. Thank you for those questions, sir. How about Tom in Pennsylvania? We have a question for Jeff West.
Hello, Frosty.
Yes, sir.
Hi, to your host, to your guest, Jeffrey. Good
Thank
conversation.
You. Thank you.
Excuse me. I'm retired from the New York City Police Department.
Yes, sir.
And I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I watched that entire city go down the tubes from a once great place to a now third world nation.
Tom, if you could just hold on, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll want you right back on the other side of the commercial break. I look forward to talking to you just in a few minutes. This is Connecting the Dots, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be right back with Tom from Pennsylvania, a police officer who has seen it all. Thanks for listening.
If a high note is able to shatter a wine glass, well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go back right back to the phones here. I'm talking with Jeffrey West, the author, of course, the book, The Alienation of America, The Ultimate Betrayal. And we've got Tom in Pennsylvania, who's a 20-year police officer, retired. You want to make some more comments, Tom? We really appreciate that. And if you have a question for Jeffrey West.
Well, sure. There was a gentleman before me, a couple of callers, who said what wonderful Christians these people are. Well, let me tell you about how they drive, these wonderful folks. I have yet to seen one drive like you or I would. They obey no laws as, you know, as they don't obey coming into this country. Why should they obey any driver's laws?
Right.
Now, this highway that's going to be driven through Texas is absolutely something I can't figure out. What kind of a driver's license are they going to have? Does anybody have any idea? I mean, if a policeman stops a truck and somebody produces a license from Tijuana, how does he know that hasn't been suspended 10 times?
Oh, I know. You know, Tom, there's no question. My brother was a 20-year police officer like yourself, and the kind of corruption and the kind of falsification and the kind of forgery of all these documents just leaves everything into a lawless situation. And as I said, as a former truck driver myself for 24 summers, we're going to become collateral damage for all of these drivers coming across the border. And I appreciate your comments. Thank you for listening from Pennsylvania, Tom, and thanks for your service for 20 years in the police. We're now going to go to Eddie in Georgia. Eddie, we're just about getting to the end of the hour. Have you got some questions or comment for Jeffrey West?
Yes. Where the hell were you people in the early 70s when the government started bringing over people from Japan? Like, I knew a guy that was a cook in a hotel over in Japan. He came over here. The government gave him money to buy a Holiday Inn. Within 3 years, he owned three Holiday Inns. And he didn't have to pay a penny until he became a citizen. 2 years later, he took all the money and ran back to Japan. They started this then, and nobody paid any attention. And if you want to know who's responsible, let me tell you something. Look at the members. Look at who are members of the Trilateral Commission,
yes,
which are the corporate executives and the union executives. They're playing. Let me tell you something. Mr. Sweeney knew all about this because he's always been a member of the Trilateral, which was started by David Rockefeller and Jimmy Carter.
That's correct.
Okay? Yep. Well, and not only that, but when I was working out of Pennsylvania, I drove tractor-trailer. I just retired a few years ago. The UPS went into Mexico when they said it was okay to go down to Mexico. They went into Mexico. I think they were there a month, and they pulled out because the Mexicans were grabbing their trucks and stealing them, and stealing all the cargo. But you didn't hear anything about that here.
Right. I'm very aware of that. And one of the things about that, the Trilateral Commission, certainly the Council on Foreign Relations, those are the ones that are just pulling the strings for the puppet, and we're the ones that are paying the price for it, and
Do you know who the head of the Trilateral Commission is right now?
I'm not familiar with who.
Paul Volcker, ex-Federal Reserve Chairman, okay?
Right, exactly.
He is the guy who's designed all this, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's no question.
But, I mean, this has been in the works. It was in the works since Lyndon Johnson. Since Kennedy was assassinated, they started going full steam ahead. And in 1980, at the Trilateral Commission meeting, it was said by Gersten.
Right. But, I'm going to have to be short right now, but appreciate it.
Okay, that's fine.
That's the reason that the Indians have been getting all of the hotels and motels across this country, because they simply immigrate more, chain migration, and they just give more money to the Indians, and that's why you see all the Indians taking over our motel system. I want to thank this evening Jeffrey West, the author of The Alienation of America. And Jeffrey, I want to thank you very much for being on board tonight. I want to have you back again.
I appreciate it.
You got any other comments you want to make before we wrap up?
Yeah, he's talking about all these other countries coming in. I did address that in my book. According to my investigation, the Indian government is actually subsidizing people to come here to buy the hotels. And throughout my travels in South America, there's ethnic groups from all over the world down there. We're not just talking about Latin Americans coming here. You've got Muslims, all kind of Middle Easterners down there. So we're not trying to discriminate just against Hispanics.